Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Pete Castiglione. Batting second. The center fielder, Tom Saffel. Batting third. The first baseman, Johnny Hopp. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Danny O'Connell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Danny Murtaugh. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Quinn. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Mel Quinn. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Borkowski. Batting third. The first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Serena. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doyle Lade. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Doyle Lade. And now, play ball. Pete Castiglione is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castiglione hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopp hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a fly ball into center field. Saffel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer takes first base on ball four. Ward moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Doyle Lade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lade strikes out. 2 outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Queen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a line drive towards third. Serena reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mel Queen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Queen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Borkowski strikes out. 1 out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sauer strikes out. 2 outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to second. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-1 in the game. Serena hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. Pafko moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from McCullough to Murtaugh covering second. The throw back to home, and Pafko is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pete Castiglione is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castiglione is 0-for-1 in the game. Castiglione hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel is 0-for-1 in the game. Saffel bunts towards the mound. Lade fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0-for-1 in the game. Hop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko. Hop reaches second base with a double. Saffel goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Pirates, 3, Cubs, 3. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Owen strikes out. One out. Doyle Late is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smalley. The throw from McCullough and he is safe. Smalley steals second. Doyle Late is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Late is 0-for-1 in the game. Late hits a pop-up towards first. Hop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-2 in the game. Terwilliger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Saffel who is chasing the ball. Terwilliger reaches third base with a triple. Smalley scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Murray Dixon now pitching. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Borkowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Murtaugh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 0-for-1 in the game. Murtaugh hits a line drive into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Murray Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko. Dixon reaches second base with a double. Pete Castiglione is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castiglione is 0-for-2 in the game. Castiglione takes first base on ball 4. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Saffel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Saffel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward strikes out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Serena hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hop hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. he's got two RBIs. Kiner strikes out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 0 for 2 in the game. Murtaugh takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. O'Connell moves to second. Dutch Leonard now pitching. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 2 in the game. McCullough hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko, who is chasing the ball. McCullough reaches third base with a triple. Bell scores. O'Connell scores. Murtaugh goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Pirates. Murray Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCullough. The slide. Owen applies the tag. McCullough is out. Two outs. Murray Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castiglione fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Pete Castiglione is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castiglione is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Castiglione hits a fly ball into right field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Saffel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko. Hop reaches second base with a double. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kiner hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0 for 3 in the game. Borkowski takes first base on ball 4. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Murtaugh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Borkowski moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Saffel. Pafko reaches second base with a double. Borkowski scores. Sauer goes all the way around to score. It's Pirates, 7, Cubs, 7. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Serena hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pafko scores. It's 8-7, Cubs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Murtaugh fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 7. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Rush now pitching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Murtaugh takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. O'Connell moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. McCullough hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell scores. O'Connell moves to third. One out. It's Pirates, 8, Cubs, 8. Wally Westlake pinch hits for Murray Dixon. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Connell scores. Two outs. It's 9-8, Pirates. Pete Castiglione is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castiglione is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Castiglione hits a fly ball into right field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Worley now pitching. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castiglione fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat pinch hits for Bob Rush. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castiglione fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Cubs 8. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Schmidt's now pitching. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Saffel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 3-for-4 in the game, with two doubles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kiner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-8, Pirates. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pavko. Bell reaches second base with a double. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Murtaugh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. O'Connell moves to second. It's 11-8, Pirates. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got four RBIs. McCullough hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pavko. McCullough reaches second base with a double. Pavko throws the ball in toward who tags McCullough trying to catch an extra base, for the out. O'Connell scores. Murtaugh goes all the way around to score. It's 13-8, Pirates. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 13, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Murtaugh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a pop-up towards first. Hop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 13, and Chicago Cubs, 8. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.